So, before we interrupted with a... Before we interrupted with Megillat Esther, we were talking about the issue, the kasha, the shaila, the big kasha, the millennial kasha, that starts perhaps with Adam HaRishon, is that Tzadik Rala, Russia the Tzadik. So, the Tavis Halvavis over here, and I'm going to read a little bit inside over here, Tavis Halvavis is going to give us five reasons why there is such an issue of Tzadik Rala. And I'd like to discuss at least three, perhaps four of them tonight. And I'd like to be Messiah with a Medrash, that's a few places in the Medrash, and with an Itziv's understanding of this Medrash. Says the Chavis HaVavis, V'im kol zeh ra'isi levar v'inyin hazeh. Ma'i she'yih ye'voi ma'at haspoker. A little bit, in other words, he had just prefaced by saying, you can't ask kashas. But now he's saying, V'im kol zeh, I'm going to give you some reasons. Okay, to understand. But okay. Loosely translated, why is it that the tzaddik has to work hard for his parnasa, as difficulties prevails? He talks in terms of parnasa, but it's really in all areas. It's highly parami menu alone. I don't know if you read this, but got to this. Did we get to this? I don't even remember. But the point is, the Chavos Avavis is coming to say, and he's trying to explain, that sometimes there are errors. You know, we started off talking about that book by the Reform Rabbi, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. Right? So, first, to be a good person, that doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean he doesn't have errors. The point over here is, after Shia Ovoi Chekodem Lo Yizchayev Li Parah Mimen, Allah, Kimo Yishenemer Hein Tzadik Bo'oretz Yishulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to exact punishment from the Tzadik in this world. And you could really ask a question. Listen, the Tzadik has 100 mitzvahs, 12 Averis, 4 Averis. Take 4 out of 4. And we'll end up with 96 in the next world, and goodbye, and get good, and get gone. Why is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to exact punishment in this world? Why not be menakeh from his sweet schusim and go by? Now, to understand this, we really have to understand that our picture of suffering in this world, and the truth is, we could really look at it on the positive, everything has to be positive when you talk Hashkafa and Musar, because the truth is, everything really is positive. We're trying to be positive. We're trying to get to a positive result. Where we know that Chazal tell us that whatever enjoyment a person could possibly fathom in this world isn't mamish akutsa shel yud of the enjoyment of loss of love. It's ein shayer, right? The hanah, and of course it's not a physical hanah, it's much deeper than a physical hanah. The truth is, by the way, we all know in life, right? What are the greatest enjoyments in life? Are our greatest enjoyments physical? Clearly not. Right? We've spoken many times how physical things, the enjoyment lasts for a very short time. Okay? In fact, the drive for physical things can be satisfied. Right? The Gra says, the Gra explains, I think we've discussed this before, maybe we discussed it here, I don't even remember. We described the difference between taiva and chemba. What's the difference between taiva and chemba? Okay. It says taiva, okay? Taiva is something that's physical. Right? A person can have a taiva for, I don't know, an unbelievable onion. Okay. A whole day thinking about an unbelievable onion. I remember I once had a problem with a chef. Okay. And he used to have this steak sandwich with onions, with fried onions. And this, in the summer weeks, they had it over there to share. A whole week. I manage would think about that. I'm thinking about it now, my mouth is watering. Thinking about this cut-up steak, I'm not smart for it. It's like unbelievable. I haven't had it in months. Okay? But once you eat it, it's done. That's time. And you can plug any physical pleasure in that you'd like. They all fit into that. Chenda? Chenda is a joy beyond the physical. Generally, chenda, chenda we talk about in money. Person desires money. Okay? Person desires money. If you want that money, okay? You get that money, you satisfy. The second you have it, you always had it. Right? Person has it in the bank account, right? You look in the bank account, right? You have savings. At the end of last year, you had a certain amount of savings. Let's say you had $40,000 in savings, right? Dips below $40,000, you're ready to trouble. Right? You're ready to trouble. You're not writing that many checks. This year, the savings is 55. Okay? Right? It goes to 54, you're choking there. Right? Last year was 40. Okay? But now I'm here. Now I'm here, I'm not going back. Chemda, the person's never satisfied. Chemda is something that is, the second you have it, you want more. That's chemda. In the spiritual realm, this is true, in the physical realm, it's true. The greatest desire, the greatest enjoyment a person can have, right, is something greater. Let's even talk about money, right? A person that has money, that can elevate a person much more, a greater feeling of power or whatever it brings a person, more than just a physical pleasure, right? Same is true in spiritual, right? Same is true in enjoyment, right? You can have steak, or your kid could come home and ask you a kasha. Okay, you're so cute. or anything like that. Or you could revel in the relationship with your wife and you realize that you have a meeting of the minds and you feel so wonderful about it. That's an unbelievable thing. That's a feeling that's far greater than any physical pleasure. Okay. The same is true. This world for the next world. For the next world, any pleasure you can have in this world, 1,000 times. The truth is, the same is true with pain. The same is true with Einish. A physical, any pain we can imagine in this world, right? So first of all, any physical pain pales in comparison to any emotional pain, right? Here's the thing, emotional pain. That's something that stays with you, it stays with you. Right? And sometimes you could be bothered in the middle of the day, and you don't even know what it is, and you're ready to attack us. Right? I almost forgot about that lock in my heart, right? But it's there. And lots of love on it. The pain's loss of love in the direction. So it's a foolish thing to say, why say we should want to take punishment on me here in this world? Tzaddik in this world, they give it to me in the next world. The next world is so much deeper pain. It's a much more profound pain. That's for and also, it's forever. So the truth is, if you think about it, in a way, and the truth is, we all have to start with this person. David still loves us. David still loves us. What's he giving us? What's he punishing us for? Why does a parent punish a child? Because it's good for the child. It's not. There's no punitive damages. Right? There's no punitive damages. They're just punishing. Einish is something to help the person, to elevate, to make that the person has. If I can't, that loss of love, he won't have this pain.
What if one does? Tshuva
on an avera. Mm-hmm.
Does that
avera
still have to be
someone
punished?
Does that person punish an avera? It really depends on the tshuva. Tshuva miyira, the Gemara says, is nasis shkodes. If a person does tshuva from fear, his zedoynos become like shkodes. If a person does tshuva me ahava, his zedoynos become zechuyas, which is an unbelievable thing. But tshuva, there are really two aspects to tshuva. I mean, if you want to talk about this, we're going to talk about this, slicha and kapara. What is kapara? Kapara means that I'm not punished. Slicha means, or mechila, slicha mechila is that it's as if it's not there anymore. It's a deeper level. It depends on the level of truth. In fact, the Sfarim said that the things that you do tshuva on for 1 year, you have to do tshuva in another year afterwards. Tshuva may happen in the stomach, it's a source.
Well, look at the tzaddik, when you talk about tzaddik morality, when you think,
But the point is, first of all, it could be that there are those averas that they didn't do tshuva, or they didn't do it, they didn't do proper tshuva. It is possible. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's what we said. The first question is, it's presumptuous to say that when bad things happen to good people, that good people mean the perfect people. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody can improve. Everybody can do. There's no tzaddik bar. That's his first point. V'yesh sheyihye al derech hatvuro bo'olam habo. Now, what does he mean over here? Le'etivcho ba'achrisa. The Sforum explained that what the Chemos Havavos means. It means to do good for you with the Asad Lavan. What the Chemos Havavos is addressing over here is really the concept of growth. Spiritual growth. To give you greater schar loss of love. The first thing is to not have you punished. To give you lesser punishment here, so you have greater reward in the next world, you have less punishment in the next world. Over here is like tifcha ba'achri secha. The truth is I'd like to focus on this very, very much. You know, we spoke about this a bunch of weeks ago. Somebody asked the question. You asked the question. What is David Shnechtin test people? He knows what they're going to do. He saw you. So we spoke about how the Ramban discusses that the idea of a test, the idea of going through a travail, the idea of going through trouble, right, is something that brings about a koyach within a person. That it takes the koyach and it brings it into an act, it actualizes the potential. Now koyach and hapoyach. To actualize a person's potential. Now why do you have to actualize potential? That's another question. The Ramban doesn't go that far. Why do we have to actualize the potential? Why does a person have to go through it? David Shnechtin knows what we're going to do with. And we have that potential in us. Why does it have to be actualized? Because if the strength, if the koyach, is not brought out in the real world, it's not brought out, if you don't actually do it, you don't change. You don't become better. I can have the ability to lift 100 pounds in curls. I actually can't. A round of curls. 10 times. 5 sets. Every day. I could do it. But if I don't do it, my muscle's not going to get bigger. I could do it, but I didn't do it. Until a person does it, he hasn't been elevated. Until a person hasn't been tested, until a person hasn't truly gone through the Russian of nace, a test, is nisoyin nace means to elevate. Okay? And the truth is, to quote a Gentile philosopher, named Santayana, that which does not destroy me only makes me stronger. When a person goes through, and this is true, by the way, on a personal level, it's true on a relationship level. A person has a relationship, right, with his wife, his parents. If they have a difficulty, and they get past that difficulty, they understand each other better, they feel for each other better, they're stronger. It's a stronger relationship. And a person becomes stronger, and a person becomes more elevated the more he goes through in life. And a person becomes a better person, a more understanding person. He's elevated. And the way a person lives, okay, the way a person lives his life, if a person is untested, if he goes through life swimmingly, the truth is, he hasn't yet begun to live. You know, it's interesting. We lost a great one a few weeks ago. Rav Meir Feinberg, and I meant to mention this in one of the drushes in Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos morning. He had an unbelievable line. I heard him speak publicly once. I heard him on tape a few times. But I think every time I heard him say this thing, he must have said it all the time. He said the following thing. He said, if in your life you cannot identify something that you would give up your life for, being said, now identify the thing you're willing to give up your life for and live for that reason. When a person has an assignment, an assignment to his Yiddishkeit, an assignment in his midos, right? If a person is tested, he's living. He's alive. Rav Dessler writes, Rav Obi used to say this all the time, you ever look at an EKG? The EKG tests the electric current in a person's heart, the electric, or the beats of a person's heart. So an EKG goes like this. It's up and down, up and down, up and down. What does that mean? This person's alive. Yeah. What happens when it goes like this? He's dead. Person's smooth sailing. He's dead. Alive. Person falls. Person gets up. A person falls. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. The pasuk says in Mishlei. 7 times he falls, the tzaddik, the kom, and he gets up. It's fascinating. He doesn't say, sheva yipol v'kom tzaddik. He falls 7 times, and then when he gets up, he's finally a tzaddik. No. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kom. The tzaddik falls 7 times, and he's a tzaddik as he falls. Because the tzaddik is the one who's tested. And he keeps getting up. He keeps getting up. He wipes himself off, and he goes weiter. And he realizes that sometimes, you think that we're always tested, right? And you say, I failed the test. Sometimes we fail the test. We learn from failing the test, too. We become stronger from failing the test, too. We've got to wipe ourselves off and say, next time I'm going to be better. And perhaps many of us fail most of the tests. But we learn. We learn from how to react. How to react to people. How to act with people. If a person, let's say a person has a problem with kas, need of kas, right? A person his buttons could be pushed all day. He gets angry every time. But one time he doesn't. But 2 times he doesn't. He's already grown. And he learns how to react to them. That's nisoyin. Nisoyin elevates. It elevates the person, it makes the person better. And it could be with any midah, any difficulty. A difficulty in betachon. How many times we could start thinking it's Kadosh Baruch Hu, and start thinking it's questioning our Kadosh Baruch Hu, questioning Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Sometimes a person, he's tested in a way where he falls to a title, and he thinks for that moment, okay, I don't care. The Eberstein is not here. He falls, doesn't? It's not kind of. And afterwards, he realizes. I have to stand up. I'm going to learn better from the next time. I'm going to learn from that. Rav Huttner writes in a letter to someone, an unbelievable letter. In fact, he took a tremendous amount of flack for this letter. And he goes on this pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. He says, somebody sends him a letter. Obviously the person was down on himself, and he felt that he was not winning the battle with the Yetzer. And he goes on this pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. And he says, Pashuk Shat in the pasuk is, a person falls, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. But he gets up, the Tzadik gets up again. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, how many times do you think the Chofetz Chaim was nifshal in Lashon Hara before he became the Chofetz Chaim? That's a very bold statement for a man to make. That's a very bold statement. He talks about it, he says, he laments the fact that all the biographies of the Gedolim, right? There was one biography of a Gedol, right? The making of a Gedol, that became banned. Because a Gedol was a Gedol from the time he's 6 years old. It's a natural Gadol. You read those things, there's no hope for me. What do you mean? Look at me. Look at that. Look at this. You read all these books. How am I going to get there? I'm never going to get there. Terence says the reason why they were done was because they fell. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. He fell 7 times. V'kom does that. After the pain and the falling, And he writes over there how he's happy that the person, if you would send me a letter, how wonderful you're doing, I wouldn't be as happy as I have this letter, how difficult you're struggling. You're struggling! You know, all too often, we don't struggle. All too often, we're miyayish. In life, a person has to realize that he can never be miyayish on himself. He can never be miyayish on his relationships. He can never be miyayish on himself. A person can fall to very, very low levels. A person can fall to levels of apathy, questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can fall to fall. Although Kotsky used to say, we all know, everybody learned, what's the first sugya everybody learns in yeshiva? Elementis, what's the first thing you learn? Machoikis, Yishalai Midas, Avi Yishalai Avi Yish. The Kotsky is of the Yish is only Shalai Midas. If a person's Miyayish, look Shalai Midas. That's not a person who's thinking. A person who's thinking knows that there's a reason why he's tested, and there's a reason why you fail. And you fail to brush yourself off and to get up again, and to learn from it. You know, I think Einstein said that the insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It's insanity. You know, we want to get better. We've got to learn from it. We have to set ourselves up in situations that we're not tested. Set ourselves in a direction where we'll be able to pass the test. Create an environment where we can thrive, where we can live. That is one of the reasons why the tzaddik is to elevate, to become better, to become stronger. And the Gemara says, Yisurim ha-mamarkim bosa, just like melech, krusi melech, the Gemara in Bracha says, just like salt makes is mamtik the bosa, so too, Yisurim ha-mamarkim, they make a person better, they make a person stronger. They elevate a person. And the truth is, a person, what are we doing in this world? It's a fascinating thing. You should know, the people are not aiming on this. In the Mesillas Yesharim, in the very first part of the Mesillas Yesharim says, what is a person's purpose in this life? So that's who he's adds one line over there, and he says, purpose is to test. And he says, man is here to be tested. Man is here to be oimed b'nisayim, to win the test. To be victorious. You know, it's a fascinating thing you should know. There's a very stream of consciousness over here. But you know, there's a struggle, which represents the struggle of man throughout the world's existence. Struggle, the wrestling match. Between whom? Between Yaakov and the Sar Shalai. What happens at the end of the night? Yom HaShachar, he says, I gotta say Shira. Says the Malach, when you have to say Shira, says the Malach, it's the first time I have a chance to say Shira. All of a sudden, poof, now this is the first time I have to say Shira. What's the chat? The Terence says, who's this son? Who's this Sar Shalai? He's the son. Right? He's trying to beat Yaakov. But what does Yaakov do? Yaakov wins the struggle. Yaakov wins the battle. Yaakov wins the battle. The Malach loses the battle. That's what he was here for, to lose, not to win. When does the Malach say Shira? When he finishes his job. The Sultan's not there. We look at the Sultan, you know, like the, you know, in the dark room with the pitchfork and the black and the red devil suit, you know. He's like this evil guy, you know, in Guido or something. No, that's not the Sultan. The Sultan is there to test you, to bring out the best in you. And that we have to learn from that. We have to learn what our weak points are. We get angry. What pushes our buttons? Why do we get angry? All too often, you know, I'll never forget it. I once had a big argument with someone. I was on the phone. And I started I was moving out of an apartment. And somebody was taking over the apartment. And I ended up having to move out of the apartment, I think, on the first or on the second. And the guy was giving me a whole thing. I have to pay a whole month's rent or something. And my shirt came over and everything's packed up the next day. It was like, and I, you know, sometimes I know how to, you know, give it out. What did, you know, this should have. And I was giving it to this guy. Mamish was giving it to this guy. My shirt sitting there listening to this. I hang up the phone. And I'm all proud of myself, you know. Like, I let him have it. He looks at me and he says, you know, the test of a man is not how he reacts when things are easy, when things are good, when things are tough. That's the test. I'll never forget that. Because that's really what tests you. How do you react? You know, I have a friend who calls it the 10 Mississippi rule. You know, it's a rule 10 Mississippi. You really angry? Cap 10 Mississippi. You're reactive. I'm just talking class as an example. But these are nishyanis that happen every day. Okay. Nishyanis elevate us. They make us better. Next one. Well, Sheva is very interesting because Sheva means the full gamut of life. Sheva is a completion. I heard once from Rabban Seidel this idea that Sheva equal Tzadik V'Kamed means it's every aspect of life. There's Sheva Mid, there's seven Mid, there's seven Mid, there's seven seven in this world. The whole
what? The whole life you can keep on.
Listen until if the purpose of man is a lot of his. The Gror writes in Mishlei that if a person is not elevating himself with nisyanis, lama lo chayim. Those are his words. By the way, Rav Tzadok writes in a place, I don't know if you want to know what your purpose in life is. Look at what your biggest challenge is. Look at what your biggest difficulty is. That's it. That's your purpose in life. We want to run away from it. If you just make that good, then I'll be great. Right? No. That's what you got to work on. That's not the Eivish job. That's your job. Okay. Then the Chavis of Avis says an interesting thing. Chavis of Avis says that sometimes a tzaddik has to suffer, not because it makes him better, not because he has avers. He's pure, he's 1,000% pure. V'yesh yila hare sivloi v'hasborosoi hatoivu v'avoidus habari yisborach. To show how patient he is and how understanding he is to the pains that are coming to him. So people should learn from him. How does he react? Like you see in Eiv. Eiv. The whole mice of Eiv is a limud. It's a limud in life. It's a limud in struggling. It's a limud in having a simchas achayim even through the greatest difficulties. And this is a limud to all of us. When you look at someone, you look at someone with such difficulty. And a person can have an avas Hashem. We said over once on the Shabbos, it's a famous story. The Satmar Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was there for a while. And somebody came to him and says, Rabbi, you're going home. You're going back to America. Who's going to tell brachas to us? Satmar Rav says, go to Shtibul. And you see a person who has more numbers on his arm. He's rolling up his arm for his shirt for tefillin. He's putting latent film with those numbers. That's a person you can answer for brachas. Person to learn that a person should go through such a gehenna. I had an avos achayim. It's a fascinating thing you should know. This appears somewhere by many years. I share in a little colony. So I must have said to this person for 5 years. He told me that when he was in the camps, he buried his tefillin. The tefillin should rush on one side of the pillow. The tefillin should be added on another side of the pillow. And when he left, when he left, he went to dig them up. He still has those tefillin. He cherishes those tefillin that he had in the camps. You can't even imagine it. We live in such a free society, such an untested, we are a Yiddish kind. We're so able to have the generations that had to go through such travail just to be Yidden, to act like Yidden. You know, you see people, they go Aliyah. And they have the strength to go Aliyah. Now it's not so hard, right? Now it's not so hard, especially with the economy and the shekels not doing so great. Even Abu Lamaisa, people throughout history, they traveled over land in boats, and they're trekking through months, to come to live in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you think they got that from? Where do we get that from? Where do we get the where do people get the strength to see? To go through the camps and see that famous story of the woman who the Nazi told, you could have one of your sons, which one you want. I'll save one. You could take one of them's going to be killed. How many people went through our cages? You know how? was Avraham Avinu, was Nisras Avraham. It's a fascinating thing. We learn from the others. We see. We look to the Chumash. The pains, the travails the others went through. That's in our genetics. That's in our genes. It's a fascinating thing. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, why is Avram Avinu? Avinu only mentioned in the second thing. Eretz says, why are all this others? The others are others because they gave us Yerusha with Deiris. What was Avram's Yerusha? Asaras Yerus, the Sars Avram. That is Avinu. Avinu, sometimes a person suffers. A person suffers because he has to teach us. We have to see. And the truth is, it's not only suffering. You know, I'll never forget. You know, I go, there's a show, you go to the Dalam, you know, you follow, you want to Bracha, you want to see the Dalam, you know. So I'll never forget, I love it someone. And he points to Rabbi Leib Steinman's kitchen. He says, take a picture of the kitchen and bring it home. Tell the holy business. Bring it home and show your wives what they live with. We can learn from that too. And not give it a sign. It could be not even a sign. But you see, sometimes people live with such simple lives. And they have a simple sachayim. Because they're focused on what's true. We can learn from that. That's something we can learn from. I'll never forget, I have a friend who probably came from the poorest family I know. It's a Rebbe in Pembroke, his son, and his father calls him in and he says, how come you didn't go to the office to sign up for the lunch program? So he looks at his father and he says, that's for poor people. They're poor. Trust me. His mother hadn't bought an article of clothing for any one of the 9 children. Everything was a hand-me-down. Okay? They didn't have a gorgeous kitchen. They didn't have beautiful clothing. They were happy. They were happy with less. We can learn from those people too. We should learn from those people. The last thing it's very late. Let me just share with you a medrash. The last thing he talks about over here is one of the words I think one discusses. Sometimes a rush, a tzaddik has to be soidal for the b'nei dar, has to suffer for the dar, okay? which is a distorted concept. A goyim, lemaisa, there's such a thing. I'd like to close with a medrash. The medrash says, "Lakim nisas Avram." Hashem gave him the nisayim to Avram. And the Medrash discusses 3 different types of nisyonos. 3 different stories, 3 mishalot of nisyonos. You have a pot. There's a strong pot. You bang on the pot. The stronger the pot, the harder you can bang on the pot. That's one nisyon. Another nisyon. You have flax. You want the flax to be good. What do you do? You gotta beat the flax. You beat the flax. But the more you beat the flax, the better the flax comes out. The shinier, the better it is. An animal, beast of burden. The stronger the animal, the more you can load packages on it. The more you can load packages, more. Zokt in itziv. What are these 3 stories? There says three stories are mamish. The time of nisyanis, the different types of nisyanis. So they have nisayin, you gotta make the guy better. You wanna make the tzaddik better. It elevates him. That's beating flax. The bigger the tzaddik, the purer he comes out, the better he comes out. Not only that, if he has oinshim, if he has impurities, it takes away the impurities. Those are the first 2 tavim of the chavos above us. Then, you could have someone who the whole dar has to learn from. People have to see this pain. Eww! You have a strong pot. The pot makes noise. People hear it. People see. People learn. In the third case, sometimes he has to carry it for the whole generation. It's the carry it for the whole generation. That's the beast of burden. The bigger, the stronger the animal is, the more he has to carry. So he's up in the tziv, the taish, and the medrash. The medrash looks like a simple medrash. It's ununderstandable. But that's what it means. Rabbi Sai, but the bottom line is, you can't ask questions. And the person has to know that whatever difficulty he's going through, he should realize one thing. Whatever happens, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting better for you and wanting good for you. It's never that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sin of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is signing Rosh Hashanah of Baruch Hashem and Arashon. We try to be tzaddik, we try to be good, we try to do the best. We try to do our best. When we try to do our best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to help us along. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person is taka, yuyish, that Baruch Hu has given up, it doesn't really test him much. It's not tested much. Because if we give up on ourselves, we don't want to, we cast a shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give up on us. Okay.